America, America. The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of A Call for Revival. My friend, I am asking us as God's people, and I hope that you will take us up on this, that you would pray one time a week for revival for this great nation. We're in a great need of a real revival. Now, there's some fake revivals going on. You know, this charismatical spirit that's sweeping our country, people say they get revived. But let me say, when we get revived, there'll be a change in our land. There'll be a change in the way people live. And so we all need reviving. We all need to get close to God. And I encourage you as a Christian to read your Bible every day and then pray every day. That's what I encourage you to do. And, you know, my friend, we think about it, and we think about America. And America's headed down a really wrong path if we don't get revival. Our Father, would you help the broadcast today and use it for your glory? In Jesus' name, amen. I want to begin a message here today entitled Being Spiritual in Unspiritual Days. I hope the message is a blessing as you listen. Bibles today, I want to call your attention to two different texts of Scripture today, two different texts. The little book of Ruth, chapter number 1, and I want to read the first verse in the book of Ruth, and then if you're following with me in your Bibles, I want you to flip your Bible over to the last verse of the book of Judges, Ruth chapter 1, and then Judges chapter number 21, and we'll read the last verse. All right, Ruth chapter number 1, let's read. If you have your Bibles, you follow with me today. The Bible said, "Now it came to pass in those days when the judges ruled." Let me go back here. "Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons." All right? So there's a famine in the land. This man leaves the land to go to Moab. Now, go back to the book of Judges, chapter number 21, and the last verse, verse number 25. The Bible said, "In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes." Now, our Father, today I come to you with the most important message. The Lord, I wish this message would be shared all over America, because I believe this is an encouraging message for the day and hour in which we live. Lord, we must remember that you put us here for such a time as this. I pray you'll help us in Jesus' name. Amen. I've often wished that I would have been born in Dale Moody's day. I've often wished that I could have lived in Billy Sunday's day or Vance Havner's day. I've often wished that I could live in the early days of Dr. Harold B. Sattler or Oliver B. Green. I've even wished that I could live in the times of Christ or maybe in the days of David. But God has not chosen me to live in those times. God put me here for this day. May I say to you that God put you here for this day. As of the day I'm preaching this message, I'm 56 years old. I never thought I'd ever see things happen in our country the way they are. Now, I will not spend God's time, all of God's time today, telling you how bad things are, because you can just tune me out and go tune the news in. But I want to share a message with you today entitled this, Being Spiritual in Unspiritual Times. Now, we read in the book of Judges that there's no...
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.